Welcome back to Midday. I'm Gabe Ortiz. Coming up tomorrow, music moves the world, but one local author says it also had a hand in shaping American democracy. Anna Chalenza joins Tom Hall to discuss her new book, On the Record. That's tomorrow on Midday. My guest right now, though, is Sherry Bailey, the founder of Layla's Gift, an organization that advocates on behalf of children with special needs and disabilities. And Wednesday, Sherry, you got some good news you'd been hoping for tied to some legislation in Annapolis. Can you give us a little overview of what that was?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. The LEAD Act, if you haven't heard, Layla's Elopement Awareness and Dissemination Act. This is a multi-bill proposal, five total bipartisan bills that we are introducing during this session. And yes, on Wednesday, we got some really great news. Things are progressing. Actually, the Senate bill and House bill for the first responder training, SB 745 and HB 634, respectfully, was unanimously voted on by committee. And then also HB 1182, which is around the voluntary use of locative devices in schools, was also unanimously voted on by committee. So a lot of great news. We're progressing forward. We have also HB 1000 that was also just unanimously voted on a couple days ago. So we're waiting to hear back on the two left for the five bills as we hopefully cross over into the Senate.
I mean, so far, three out of five is pretty good. And obviously, five out of five is the ultimate goal. But I imagine that it making this much progress this quickly has to be pretty exciting, at least in terms of this legislative session.
Absolutely. It's, you know, exciting feels like I won a game or we won a game. I think the better word for me is relieved. I'm relieved that we're finally, as a community, learning what the word elopement is. I am relieved that partners, lawmakers are realizing the importance of this training and coordination and access across our state. And I'm also relieved that Maryland is positioning themselves to be the national model for caregiving across the lifespan.
And as we said, you have many different bills that go into the LEAD Act. Can you give us a brief overview of each one of these bills and why you and your team see them as significant and why it's important that they got passed?
Absolutely. In 2020, Gabe, my daughter took her first steps. Mind you, Layla and Lana, my twin girls, were born 11 years ago. And Layla was Hopkins' first case study of a very rare syndrome called Jacobson syndrome. We did not know what to expect. We did not think she would make it past 2 years old. But by the grace of God, she was with us year over year, which was a miracle. When she was 6 years old, she took her first steps. And that was a huge milestone for our family. But also in 2020, she eloped for the first time, which that word was new to me in 2020. Most people think of elopement or eloping is tied to getting married. But unfortunately, there's a much darker side when it comes to eloping. I later learned that Layla also has autism. As I mentioned, she's nonverbal and a wealth of other health challenges. But it was really scary because when a child or adult elopes, especially someone that has a cognitive or intellectual disability, they don't necessarily understand danger. So imagine my six-year-old walking and exploring the world on her own, not realizing the depth of water, not realizing that a car coming your way is not a toy. It was a very scary moment. Luckily, Layla was found. But unfortunately, many families don't have that outcome. I later learned that about 49% of children with autism will elope at least once, some as frequent as once a week, which is a very scary thing. I also later learned that elopement is not just tied to children. It is actually a lifespan issue. So we see it with individuals living with dementia. 60% of individuals with dementia will elope at least once. And if not found within the first 24 hours, national experts say that 50% end up in fatalities. So the fatality rates are high, both on the autism and dementia and intellectual disability side, autism being 17%. And in fact, national experts said that in 2024, roughly 91% of the fatalities in autism were due to drowning. Very, very scary. So here I am trying to figure out where do we go from here? And everyone I was speaking with was really not well equipped on what elopement was. So we took years to put this together. A little bit of the framework. The LEAD Act, again, stands for Layla's Elopement Awareness and Dissemination Act. ACT is broken down into Access, Coordination, and Training. And these five bills are a comprehensive framework across the lifespan for Maryland's way to address elopement emergencies. So we have HB 1434, which is essentially a web page managed by the state. And this is a gateway to resources available for caregivers across the lifespan. We have a wealth of resources here at the state, but they work in silos. This would be an entryway for family caregivers to know where to start, be it services from the various state agencies, kind of just open-doored into this webpage. The other one is HB 1117, Elopement Response Devices. So this is a proposal for the state to recognize the importance of elopement response devices being life-saving devices for individuals dealing with elopement emergencies. You know, I'm not sure a lot of people know this, but the Alzheimer's Association has reported that Maryland leads the nation in Alzheimer's prevalence. So if we lead the nation in stats, and we could potentially be leading in the number of elopement emergencies, we should probably also think about leading in how we prepare for and respond to emergencies across the lifespan, elopement emergencies. So this is where we've paired up with and partnered with AARP Maryland to really look at this through the lifespan lens. HB 1000 is the House bill requiring school mapping of nearby bodies of water within a mile radius of schools. This is going to help us do the homework up front to better understand where the nearby bodies of water are. So when our children or loved ones elope on school premises, we know exactly where to send first responders, especially given the jaw-breaking statistics that we've seen around drownings, especially in the autism community. HB 1182 allows families to voluntarily use and add to their children's IEP the use of an allocative device or elopement response device. And that way we partner up with schools and we coordinate with schools on risk mitigation plans for elopements. Unfortunately, we can try to prevent elopements as much as possible, but nationally, our studies and cases show that elopements unfortunately will happen. So we can prevent as much as we can, but equally important is how we prepare for and respond to these elopement emergencies, and working within the school systems and ensuring that we collaborate and be partners is really the premises of HB 1182. And then lastly is House Bill 634, and then the crossover file, Senate Bill 745, which talks about mandatory first responder training. There's a huge misconception that this training is already happening. And while it is, and giving credit where credit is due, it is not a statewide requirement. So these, the House bill and Senate bill, are working together to ensure that law enforcement, both entry level and in service, receive this elopement training across the lifespan, which includes search and rescue considerations, reunification, and documentation information on how to better be equipped in these elopement emergencies, and ultimately have a happy ending for everyone involved. First responders are out there trying to do the best that they can every day, and they really have a few seconds to figure out what's going on. And ensuring that they have the information necessary to better support elopement emergencies will absolutely go a long way for Marylanders.
And the law enforcement aspect of this is critical, because oftentimes those are people who are leading the search for folks who have eloped. And I want to get to that in just a couple minutes here. But I'm very curious that having family members or loved ones with Alzheimer's, having children with conditions like autism, this is not a new thing. And particularly here in Maryland, like you said, it's actually very prevalent, particularly when it comes to older folks with dementia and Alzheimer's. Why, in your estimation, has it taken so long for this to be addressed in a legal and statewide capacity?
Lack of information. I'll be honest, in my journey over the last few years since 2020, when Layla eloped, I would say roughly 90% of the people I've spoken with did not know what elopement was or is. And that in itself is very telling. How can we address something if we don't even know it exists or how to frame it? This is what's been extremely critical through the LEAD Act. It's the education. Just in the last 60 days being in Annapolis, I've had dozens of individuals approach me stating that they are just so grateful to better understand elopement. There was a gentleman a few weeks ago who went to social media to say, I'm so happy I finally realize what is happening in our community, because we hear stories all the time of children wandering and unfortunately drowning, and older individuals with Alzheimer's being disoriented in our communities. But there's an underlying reason here, and it's elopement. And this is the first step for the LEAD Act, is the education and bridging the gap of that information for us to set the national model. Because here's the thing, Gabe, elopements is not just a Maryland problem. This is a national problem. And we can set the model here in Maryland that other states can model after.
We have a clip here of the new Carrollton chief of police testifying before lawmakers in support of this bill, and I want to play that right now.
The LEAD Act ensures officers receive practical and operational training that saves lives. I also come before you today, not just as a police chief, but as a son. My mother is currently facing the realities of dementia. I have seen how quickly confusion can set in, how someone who once guided you through life can suddenly become unsure of where they are. If she were to ever wander, I want to responding officers to understand she's not resistant, she's not defiant, she's afraid and confused. Training transforms reaction into compassion. Training transforms uncertainty into skill. Training saves lives.
So how does it feel for you when you hear members of law enforcement really coming out and supporting this issue, not just in a personal capacity, but going before legislators and saying that this is something that we need in the state?
Grateful. I'm grateful because what the LEAD Act is doing is establishing collaboration and partnership with all the people that make a difference in elopement emergencies. So this is a collaboration between family caregivers who have often fought this alone. This is a collaboration with schools and care settings who have often been viewed as being negligent if a student elopes on premises. And then first responders who have often been viewed as not being trained or knowing how to handle a situation. So the LEAD Act is really providing access, coordination, and training. So these three core groups of individuals can work together and be partners in achieving better outcomes for these emergencies.
My name is Gabe Ortiz, speaking right now with Sherry Bailey, the founder of Layla's Gift, an organization that advocates on behalf of children with special needs and disabilities, talking about some critical pieces of legislation as it pertains to elopement of young children with conditions like autism or older folks with conditions like Alzheimer's or dementia. Elopement, for people who may not be familiar, as we discussed earlier, has to do with folks and children who should be under care that venture off into the world on their own, potentially becoming a danger to themselves or those around them. So looking at the totality of the LEAD Act, which, as we've said, is comprised of five different bills, what would the passage of this entire package of bills mean for families or caregivers of people with disabilities throughout Maryland?
Access, coordination, and training. Peace of mind for caregivers. Coordinating efforts and strategies for schools and care settings, and training for first responders, because at the end of the day, they want to go home knowing that they have done everything they can to support the community. So the LEAD Act in totality and the framework of all five bills working together really embodies the access, coordination, and training pillars of the LEAD Act to ensure our community is ready and prepared to respond to elopement emergencies.
Sherry Bailey, the founder of Layla's Gift, a Maryland nonprofit advocating for children with special needs. Sherry, thank you so much for your time. I know that you've been very busy over the last few days as you try to get the rest of these bills over the line. And I just want to thank you for making some time and for your energy today as well. We really appreciate it. I can tell how passionate you are about this. And we wish you all the best during your time in Annapolis.
Thank you so much, Gabe. And if anyone wants to learn more, please visit laylasgift.org/lead.
Coming up next on WYPR, the No Kings protests launched across the country in June of 2025. They drew millions rallying against the Trump administration. We'll talk to an organizer here in Baltimore about what it takes to energize people to political action. Don't go anywhere after this quick break. We'll have more midday. I'm Gabe Ortiz.